Radio. I want to welcome everybody to this week's special episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, she'll be joining us in a second. We have a very special show for you this week. We are on location at PGA National Spa and Resort to take pictures that we were able to put up for everybody on the website for the upcoming THP Fall Golf Outing and Demo Day. I want to bring in my co-host, and she can kind of tell you what it was like when we first drove up.
Hey, everybody. It's Golfer Gal here. First, I just want to say that because, well, everybody knows I like my dates. It's the fall outing on September 17th through the 19th, because I know that JB will keep making fun of me for it, but just figured I'd let everybody know. Anyhow, we arrived, and it's simply spectacular here. It's absolutely beautiful. You have a wonderful grand entrance when you walk up and you see the big brick sign with PGA National on it, and as soon as you go in, they have these really cool light fixtures, which I don't know why, for some reason, stood out to me.
It was kind of nice when we were driving up to the entrance. All the roads are called Ryder Cup Way and PGA Boulevard and so on and so forth, and that was kind of nice.
And yeah, and they're
incredibly manicured.
It is, and they have PGA of America over there too.
They do.
And go ahead.
The process was quick and painless. You walk in, you're in this beautiful grand lobby that's got a bar for all you drinkers out there.
It's right, called iBar.
Right front and center.
Yeah, as soon as you go in, it's going to be on your right-hand side.
And, behind that is a pool that overlooks golf and water and everything else. And then, we check in, we got situated, and we kind of decided to take a tour around. And
yes.
We snapped some pictures. Why don't you tell everybody kind of about the grounds and the amenities that you saw?
Okay. We'll start, say, coming from the entrance so this way we can give you sort of a tour as if you're with us. If you walk in...
Stop. One more thing I want to throw out, and this is just kind of a teaser because I'm going to make you guys wait till the end of this show, is we do have a very, very special announcement about the outing coming up soon. So enjoy her itinerary kind of flow about the resort, and we'll come back to that very soon.
Okay, I'm not even sure what he's talking about quite yet, but we'll see. All right, so you go in. On to your left is going to be where all the rooms are, and there's also going to be the spa over that side. But if you come in and you go to the right, you'll see there's the iBar, and then they have the Ironwood Grill, which used to be a Shula's. Now it's called Ironwood Grill, and the food is phenomenal.
Yeah, we ate there last night for dinner.
We did, and the night before we had just dessert.
Just dessert there, and if people like, nice gourmet kind of eclectic food emphasis. They didn't really have an emphasis on steak. They had great... I had a steak last night.
Yeah, I had fish.
Food, pasta, fish. They have everything, but the food is really, really good.
It is. And while it is still going to be slightly pricey because it is considered to be an upscale place, they have a really great prefix menu where some things are not that bad. You can get a glass of wine, appetizer, entree, and dessert for about $30.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was,
right.
3 for $30 is what they called it, plus the free glass of wine. And that's what we got last night, each one of us. And it was darn tasty.
It was. That bread was really good, too, with those different dipping sauces.
That was
really good. Anyhow, so if you're on that floor, they have a nice little veranda that overlooks the pool area, which you can also see the golf course that way, which is really quite beautiful. And then if you go downstairs, if you're still on that right side, they have another smaller sports bar, which we didn't eat at, but we've also heard that the food is very good there, and it's fun. It's a cool atmosphere. You've got the TVs. And then they have a cigar lounge as well.
The TVs were in there. They had a small little arcade, I think, for
yes,
the children, and a pool table. And then, yeah, you're right. Right to the right of that is the cigar bar. They have a humidor. They have a cigar. They sell cigars there as well. It's really nice. It's kind of like walking into a nice cigar store.
Yeah, it was really very nice. And they had nice, comfy, big leather chairs that everybody can sit at. And if you decided that you didn't want to do that, but you wanted to stay upstairs, you don't have to eat at Ironwood. You can eat at just outside at iBar. You can actually eat there as well. And they have a little bar menu. That's where I have my pina colada that I've been craving since we talked about it at the last show. And it was delicious. But you can get burgers and sliders and stuff like that there as well. And then they also have, if you stay downstairs to the pool, they have a poolside grill. I think it's called the Wave. I could be wrong on the name.
I think that's about what it is.
Yeah.
We did not get a chance to sample the food there.
No, that's because I was busy spending the day at the spa, so I tried the food over by the spa instead.
That would be correct, and we got the bill for that at the end.
Yeah,
we didn't find the spa prices to be out of line.
They're definitely high, but it's a spa, so it's you kind of expect it in a resort.
Yeah, I actually compare it, you know, to most of the spas that we've been to resort-wise.
Right.
And it was very much...
But I'll tell you what, the service was fantastic. Plus, it gives you full use of all the mineral pools, which was amazing. And
why don't you tell people what the mineral pools were? We kind of showed a picture of
them. Right. They have, I want to say it was 5 different pools. They have one that has salt, like as if it was from the Dead Sea, some that are from the Pyrenees. They have a pool that's really cold. Then they have a warmer whirlpool. Plus, you get use of the sauna and the steam room and the whirlpool, and you get fresh fruit, coffee, tea, water. All of that is included in the spa service, plus gratuity is already included. And when I found out gratuity was included, you know what, you're right. The prices are not that bad when you hear that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And you treated yourself to a day at the spa.
I did.
I got a treat myself. I got a Swedish massage.
Uh-huh.
It was, I told you when I got out, one of the best I've ever had.
He did. He's still talking about it, actually.
She basically beat the heck out of me for a good hour and then sent me packing.
I envy her.
Yeah, and you're going to be sleeping outside.
Right.
But yeah, the spa to us, we were really, really
yeah,
impressed.
It was. It was wonderful. I had a massage, and then I had a mud wrap, and I had a manicure and a pedicure, and I felt like I was treated like royalty the whole time. It was really very, very nice.
Now it's time to come back to reality.
I know. No one's going to be serving me anymore, but that's all right. But everybody was really nice. Everybody was very friendly, very accommodating, answered all my questions. I didn't come across one rude person, which sometimes you can get that kind of snotty.
Right. We had a question on the forum about the staff at the resort and what we thought of them. I got to tell you, we've stayed at quite a few resorts over the years, and this had one of the friendlier staffs I've ever encountered from top to bottom.
I absolutely agree.
You know, everything from the check-in to the baggage, the bellhelp.
The servers at the restaurant.
The restaurant were phenomenal.
Yeah, they were all so nice. Even everybody who I encountered at the spa, standing outside, can I get you anything? Do you need anything? Would you like some water? Everybody was just so nice.
And we do want to give a special shout out to Renee, Craig, and Chris.
Yes.
The three people who have been helping us with this outing have been so accommodating, so much more so than they had to be. And it's been an absolute pleasure to work with them.
It really has. It feels like a whole weight is lifted off of our shoulders because we don't feel like we're stressing so much about this because we know that this whole event is in such good hands.
And, you know, forget about the event. Just in general, we've said when we were driving back or when we were driving around there that we would go again regardless of the fall outing.
Absolutely. Oh, that, without a doubt.
Absolute great vacation.
Without a doubt. And the bed is incredibly comfortable.
That's something we did want to point out is most of the time when you finish up a weekend, you just say, God, I can't wait to get back to my own bed and my own pillow. Neither one of us want to go back to our own bed or own pillow.
No, that
and
bed.
We have a really nice bed. These are just that comfortable.
They are. Although I could have done without sharing a blanket with you.
That's for a different time, I think. Another thing.
He wraps himself up like a cocoon and then I have no blanket.
Believe what you want, listeners.
Right. Key to a good marriage.
This is a golf show. And PGA National Resort and Spa is definitely golf heavy.
Yes, it is.
The practice. First off, I want to point out that they have both a Peltz and Ledbetter school.
Which is unbelievable.
I mean, just to have one is incredible. To have both is simply amazing.
Plus, they have their own fitting lab.
They do. I know a couple people on the forum asked what the cost of Hot Sticks was. Hot Sticks, they have their own fitting lab there. There's a picture of it up there. It's kind of cool. It looks almost like you're going on a tour truck trailer.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to point out also, and maybe I should wait till we talk about the golf course a little more, but they have an indoor simulator as well.
They do.
So if for some reason there's some rain or whatnot, or you just want to kind of hang out and do that, they also offer that.
They do. And, you know, it's the full 18-hole simulator. I don't know the brand. I don't know if it's about golf or
whatever. No, I don't either.
They do have many of the courses on there and things like that. And I don't know if this is correct, but I think it'd be pretty cool if you were playing the simulator of the course that's actually outside.
That would be pretty cool.
But on to what really counts, and that is, first, the practice facility is great. Demo day for the THP outing is going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Plenty of putting greens, plenty of chipping areas, definitely plenty of bays to hit all the clubs that we're going to have. The courses, you guys have seen the pictures. We posted them. You know, yesterday.
Yeah. And we got 5 different courses. It's just unbelievable.
They speak for themselves. And I will tell you, the people who can't wait to get out there and play from where the pros play, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe I can find some tees further up than the ladies' tees.
We were getting a tour of the course, and I'm driving around, and I'm looking at the tips, and keep in mind, that's not even where they play from Sunday. Sunday is further back. They don't allow people to play from that.
Unbelievable.
And, man, that course looks hard. Forget about the distance. 7,000 yards is done at a lot of courses now.
The layout at
Sarasota National is actually longer than that. The layout of this course is fun, intriguing, surprising. It's got it all, and it has, you know, the bear trap.
Right. Basically, all I have to say is course management.
Yes. There's no shame in laying up on par fours here.
Yes.
I can tell you that. There's certainly no shame in laying up on par fives.
No. Sometimes you have to because you take the chance that you're going to go in the water if you decide you want to be brave and try and make it across. Why do that?
Yeah. Another thing I want to say is a lot of people who have said, you know, we watched it on TV. What's with the conditions? There was a lot of brown. Well, keep in mind, Florida had a really, really cold winter for Florida. 30 degrees many times. And, you know, what does a course look like where you're from right now when it's 30 degrees outside? I got to tell you, we were really impressed with how good the conditions were already. Come September, they're going to be phenomenal.
They will be. I think they're going to be in fantastic shape.
Yeah, I mean, the fairways looked lush and velvety already. The greens looked slick. The tee boxes were so far away, I couldn't really judge. That's the type of course we're playing. And, you know, our outing is scheduled for the Palmer and the Champion course.
Yes.
And both of them were my two favorite that I saw.
Yep, and that's the ones that they recommended, too, that they said would be the two most fun courses to play. Except I'm still scared about, I think it's, what, 107 bunkers? 107 of the Champion course.
Yeah, you know, that's...
I'm going to find 100 of them. I'm confident in that.
I mean, I don't know the math. What is that, 6 a hole?
Yeah, so...
That's not that many, but the size of the bunkers, however...
Yeah.
Each one could be 3.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm just going to play bunker to bunker.
No, it won't be that way. You won't be able to get out of the first bunker.
So. I know, exactly. I better get my throwing arm ready.
Yeah, you might want to. We have not set a menu for the THP dinner on Saturday night.
No, I know we got a lot of questions about that.
But it is coming, and we assure you that it's going to be a blast. If anything, the food that we tried this weekend is any indication of what they have planned for us.
It'll be great. Oh, and you know what? We had the breakfast buffet, which is also great. They have an omelet station. They've got a waffle station. They've got, biscuits and gravy, eggs, potatoes, pancakes, french toast,
bacon, sausage,
fruit, bagels.
Everything that you would want to.
Yeah.
And again, it's included in the package that everybody's going to get. And, you know, I want to throw a shout out because during the summer they have incredible deals. And we're not getting paid anything to say this or anything like that. But right now one of their deals is really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, less than $150 a night, I believe. And don't quote me on this or anything else. But I believe you get your stay, a round of golf, and the breakfast.
I think so.
And that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah. It's like what we're getting, except not quite as many perks.
Yeah. Well, and in some ways, it could be considered even a little cheaper. Of course, they're not getting the dinner. They're not getting demo.
Well, and all the fees are not included.
Right. But, you know, if people are looking for a quick weekend and they would look to get away, I would definitely consider it.
Me too.
And again, they're not advertising. We're not getting paid for this or anything like that. We were that impressed. I'm going to move on to a little something else. And, you know, we talked about contests.
Mm-hmm.
And they're definitely going to be apparent at this coming outing.
Yes.
We have quite a bit to give away. But we also have a small little announcement to make.
Do we now?
Yes. We are going to be holding a raffle.
Yes.
And
I heard something about this.
Yeah, I thought you might. And it's going to be unique.
Uh-huh.
Tickets are inexpensive.
Yes.
And what we're going to do to make it a little fair so somebody can't come in, because this raffle is for only people who are going to be in attendance at the outing.
Absolutely.
So if you're on the fence about going, this could put you over the top. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to list all the prizes here, but we will tell you what the grand prize is, I'm going to say one of the grand prizes is.
Right.
Coming up in a second. But what we're going to do is we're going to sell raffle tickets, and they're $5 a piece,
mm-hmm.
or 5 for 20. And you are going to get each kind of, during the demo days section or the THP dinner, we haven't decided which one, we're going to call out some raffle numbers. And the people are going to win.
Ooh, can we do it like bingo?
We can if you'd like. Are you going to pull the little...
I'll bring my bingo blotter.
Okay, great. I think somebody won that in one of our contests.
I think they did too. They didn't want it though.
But to make this a little unique is we are going to only allow a person to win one prize.
Okay.
So if a person wins all 10 prizes, they can select one from the group they've won and put the rest back and they go in. We won't tell you what all the prizes are. We can tell you that every single prize is going to be impressive. We can tell you that we already have a company who wants to be involved and came to us with a wonderful, wonderful option to be one of the grand prizes. Again, we don't know everything in it, so we can't say what is the absolute grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
But this is certainly going to be one of them. And we want to thank Mizuno Golf because the winner of the raffle or one of the whoever gets their number called for this particular prize is going to have the opportunity to go to basically any store around them that has the Mizuno Shaft Optimizer.
Mm-hmm. And club fitting.
And club fitting and get fit for the Mizuno set of irons of their choice.
Yes. And whatever they get fit for and fits their specs.
They will have the set sent to them free of charge.
Straight from Mizuno.
So that, again, that's not the only prize we're going to be giving away.
But that's an awesome prize.
That's a pretty awesome prize that you'll be able to walk into your local golfsmith, Edwin Watts, whatever it is that has the shaft optimizer and fitting there. I've tried it out. I was pretty blown away by it. We first heard about it at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, really cool technology that I'm looking forward to seeing more about. And we're going to have a story coming up on that as well. But the person who wins this particular number we call in the raffle will have the opportunity to, they won't have to worry about bringing stuff back with them or shipping it back to their house. They will walk into their local store. They will get fit. They will have the ideal shafts that they are ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have that set, any set that's in the current Mizuno line, sent to them.
That's amazing.
That's something to behold. And we thought you guys, we weren't going to even announce it. We were just going to kind of say it when we were there, like, look at all this stuff. But we thought everybody should know about that because we're going to try to raffle off between 5 and 10 prizes. And keep in mind, being that our THP Fall Golf Outing is limited to a certain number of people, the chances of winning are pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
And because a person can only win one prize, the chances of winning are much, much better. And again, if you win a prize and you're not sold on it, but you kind of like it, you don't have to give it back right then. You hold on to it. If you win something else and you prefer that, you then donate the prize that you previously won back in for somebody else to win. I think it's going to be just awesome.
I think so, too. I think everyone will have a lot of fun with it.
And like I said, the raffle tickets are going to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that if you come, you don't have to buy raffle tickets. Let's make that clear also.
Right. There's absolutely zero obligation to do so.
No, none whatsoever. But it is an opportunity for some people who want to have a chance at some really special prizes. We do know that I'll let the cat out of the bag. There's one other prize that people.
He is the worst at keeping a secret.
Well, I kept you a secret from the world for a while. So
yeah.
Because I had to.
Oh, right.
There is one more prize that I'll let people in on, and that is we have a special, almost like custom putter made by Machine Putters. The retail value is God only knows.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply gorgeous. It is almost one of a kind, I would say. I'm not going to call it a one-off because I believe he made 4 or 5 that are similar. But that, too, will be part of this raffle. So for you putter collectors out there, people looking for, you know, something special to putt with, this would definitely be it.
That wasn't even the prize I thought you were going to mention.
I actually, honest to God, folks, I have no idea what she's talking about.
That's okay. I can keep a secret. I will let everybody keep waiting.
Are you talking about a different contest?
No. I'm talking about prizes.
I think you should let it out of the bag, then.
Nope. There's dead silence in the room. He's staring at me.
I'm honest to God, I'm a little shocked because I, honest to God, have no idea what.
I think it has something to do with the resort.
That's a different contest.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was all part of the raffle.
Yes, that is a different contest.
I'm out of the loop, kids. Out of the loop.
We will have an announcement coming up later on about that.
Oh.
But yes, there's no question that's going to be a good one, too. And now we have another teaser coming up for next week's show.
I know.
Stay tuned for the forum because we have actually a lot of stuff coming up on the website. More news, obviously, on the outing. In the next day or two, we'll be announcing our U.S. Open contest.
Yes, that's going to be a good one.
Sponsored by Cobra Golf. And I know a lot of people have always said, why isn't Cobra sponsoring a contest?
I just remembered what that contest was now.
Yes, I figured you might, but I appreciate it was, you ruining the show.
It was the pina coladas. They've gotten to me.
It must have been from 2 days ago. like I said, we've enjoyed our show, our stay so much.
We really have.
We're so relaxed, and we don't want to go home.
No, not really, especially that drive.
We really are disappointed that we didn't play golf this time.
I know.
But at the same time, it gives us something to look forward to, just like it does you guys. We're going to experience the courses first time, just like you guys. Yep. None of us have played it.
No. I'm bringing a lot of golf balls, though.
I'm going to try to play the entire course with one ball.
You're crazy.
I can do that.
Okay.
Maybe not.
You probably could.
Of course, I did tell you I meant four holes.
Right. Yeah.
But so that, you know, that's kind of what we have going on. We wanted to give you guys kind of a sneak preview of exactly what this resort has, why this fall outing is so special, why we look at it and say we could hold every one of our outings here.
Yes.
And every single person that comes to one would come to all of them.
I think so.
It's that nice.
Yeah.
We also wanted to let people know about the raffle. We think that that's going to be just something special for people.
There's
not
going to
be any bad prizes, we can assure
no,
you.
No, absolutely
and
there not.
Will only, and I should point this out, there's only going to be 5, maybe 10. I don't think we'll get that high. That many prizes. We're going to have tons of stuff to demo for everybody, but for the raffle, there's going to be 5 to 10 prizes tops. They're going to be really unique and really special, and we wish we had a prize for everybody, but unfortunately, we can't do so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going back a little bit, we really think that everybody who's committed already or on the fence should jump in and say, look at this resort. The courses, the pictures, everything we have going so far, everybody's going to love.
I agree. I think that we're all going to have a really great time, and I'm already looking forward to it. We haven't even left yet, and I already want to come back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually looking forward to on one of the days that we're not playing, if we stay early or stay late or come early, going back to the spa and seeing the girl. I have payback for her because she beat me up pretty bad.
I have to meet her.
You might like
I need
her.
To go give her a tip.
Yeah, I think you might like her. But that's our show this week. It's fun. We're at, you know, from the PGA National Resort and Spa. How much more fun can that be?
You're absolutely right.
And we'll be back in studio next week for another show involving, you know, a little bit more about the major coming up, the U.S. Open,
mm-hmm.
and some more stuff like that. So for myself.
And for.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope everybody is checking out the memorial right now because that's one heck of a leaderboard, too.
And
just to throw a little golf in there for
other,
everyone.
Is there any other contests you want to blow up or pull the cat out?
No, that's not a contest. That's simply saying it's a really good leaderboard right now.
I just want to make sure that there's nothing else you want to kind of tell everybody about before we're supposed to.
No, I think I'm good right now.
Okay. And you told everybody the dates.
The dates, yes. September 17th through the 19th. Don't forget it.
Okay. Are you sure those are the dates?
Yes. Everybody will be getting an email.
Okay. For myself, this is Golfer Gal. Sometimes she's just out there.
I'm always here.
And unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Bye, everybody.